Hiya, Professor. What are you doing?
I'm making notes for a book. It's going to be a chronicle of our adventures on this island, or podcast. I think it's a book people would want to read and listen to, don't you?
Sure, I'll buy one. I'm dying to find out what happens to us.
Welcome to Uncasting, everyone. This week's episode, if you can't already tell, is going to be taking you on a 3-hour tour for 1 hour or less of a podcast. We're going to be talking about Gilligan's Island. I am joined today by my co-host,
That's me. I'm
Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
I'm the co-host.
And I'm Max.
That's Max. We're a little out of practice, but this will be our second episode. So if you're not already in tune with what we do, we take different pop culture media properties and we recast them with a kind of a modern eye, using modern actors. We don't really care about budgets or if anyone's available or not. It's just our picks on who we would like to see in various roles. And as Max stated today, we're talking about Gilligan's Island, the classic 60s sitcom.
Yeah, definitely. Those poor people stuck on that island all these years, finally coming back to rescue him and give him a new, fresh face.
Right. Yes, we're. Yes. That's one way to look at it. We're replacing the current members of Gilligan's Island with a new cast. I don't know. That's kind of a mixed bag now that I think about it that way. But sure, let's go with that.
So for those of you who don't know, Gilligan's Island, it was a sitcom in the 60s. I think we mentioned that. And there was a bunch of archetype characters.
They really were. They were kind of a microcosm of, well, I would say America, but white, pretty much white America back in the 60s, which may tip my hand into some of my choices later. But,
I think you might have tipped my hand too. I tried to be a little bit more modern with my picks, trying to really capture what America is right now and the good parts of America.
I have to say that when I approach these picks for the main characters and cast of Gilligan's Island, I had a theme for each group in mind. And I don't know if we want to do them a little differently than we have in the past, or if you just want to do it the normal way where we go through each character, and then maybe I can describe my overall vision after we have them all picked.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go about
The
things, because
second
that's
way.
kind of how I was processing my picks too, just going through them, and then I did have a theme in mind for mine and trying to make it a little, like you said, a microcosm of diversity, which isn't a bad thing.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll just explain our themes after all of our picks, and then we'll do the final casting call.
Gotcha. So, who wants to start?
Well, let's just start with Gilligan, and I'll go first.
All right. Gilligan,
Gilligan.
he's the first mate on the SS Minnow. He may or may not have been the person that caused, well, he didn't cause the storm that got them
That we
wrecked,
know
but
about. He could be a god.
I'm pretty sure that's a whole, that's like a,
Fan theory.
not even a reboot. That would be like a whole new take. Anyway, Gilligan's kind of the bumbling first mate, kind of goofy kid.
Comic relief.
Yeah, but he's the point of view character, which makes it kind of interesting. Very young and so who was your first pick for Gilligan?
My first pick was Christopher Mintz Floss. Foss. Poss.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was McLovin, for those of you who don't know, in Superbad.
Right.
He's been in a number of other films, kind of more as a supporting character. I don't think I've seen him as in many things as a lead character, But yeah, he's a good actor. I think he's funny. He's definitely comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a young enough kid, and he looks young enough, and everything can just get blamed on him, like all the millennials get blamed on anyway.
Right, right.
Or I should say, young adults under 40.
Adults under 40, yes, millennials.
My second pick was Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Okay.
Kind of a little bit nerdy. You're both kind of nerdy your side, but they're young kids.
Right.
Definitely can handle comedy and spoilers and stuff like that.
Spoilers, yeah.
That was a reference to Tom Holland because he just spoils.
He just can't, yeah. He needs a Doctor Strange to keep him from saying anything about the projects he's working on.
Yep.
Those are good choices.
Yeah. Who'd you pick?
Both of them.
Oh.
Both of them could do, I'm just commenting on yours. Both of them could do the physical comedy, I think. And they have their, you know, persona, the typical roles they play, I think would fit in well with Gilligan.
Definitely. They both are comedians. I know Christopher is definitely a comedic actor.
Right.
And has been cast in a lot of those roles for comedy relief. And I think I just remember him being in, what was the one with Seth Rogen? He's in a lot of movies with Seth Rogen. Kind of
yes,
like that
he's part of that gang.
That gang with James Franco and everything. And
right.
I didn't pick anyone else from that gang, but I think he could definitely lead the Gilligan's Island cast.
Okay.
Who'd
Sounds
you
like
pick?
He's your primary pick.
Yeah, he is, and I just love Tom Holland, so that's why he had to end up on that list.
So, as I said, these picks were picked with kind of an overall view in mind, and for my first main take on Gilligan's Island, I would be leading off with a Gilligan played by Diego Luna.
Ooh, a little bit older, though. A
little bit older. I spent some time looking for maybe a younger Latino actor who could do the part as well. But I have a whole backstory in mind, too. Maybe I can get to when we get to the skipper. But he's done some physical roles. I don't think he's ever really done any comedy that I know of.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of his
comedy.
But as
a physical type, I think he would be a good fit for Gilligan. My second choice for Gilligan, Zendaya.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that. She's on my list somewhere else, but I like her as that role for Gilligan.
Yeah, as the lead. The only thing I really know about her personality is from Spider-Man Homecoming. She's kind of weird, kind of spacey.
Very witty.
Very, yeah, just super sharp and kind of a stoner type, which I don't think they could get away with in the 60s, but you can't really do that role in, you know, 2018 without at least acknowledging some of that.
Yeah, especially since it's becoming more legal nowadays.
Right. And so that was my second choice for Gilligan.
I like that one a lot.
And next up, of course, is the skipper, a.k.a. Yeah. Captain Jonas Grumby.
Yep.
He has a name, people.
He's not just the skipper.
Right. He has an actual name. Do you mind if I go?
Yeah, I like
it. So for my first vision of recasting or uncasting, got to stay on brand, Gilligan's Island, I thought Kate McKinnon would make a good captain. Maybe she would be Jane Grumby.
Yeah, definitely. You could definitely gender swap them.
Physically kind of a match for that same type. I see this skipper as being kind of a, maybe a war veteran from the Iraq War, whatever the second one we're on, I think.
Whatever current war we're in, yeah.
The current war is, who kind of, you know, retires from the military with a pension and decides to run a tourist boat out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, a sightseeing boat. And
right.
It's stuck into that.
Taking on Diego Luna as a first mate. Maybe she met him in the military.
Yeah.
Took him under her wing.
Definitely you can add a little bit more background to some of these characters if you really wanted to, and not just kind of like, oh, we're all on the island.
Right.
This is
right.
who we are.
And then my second choice, who would be matched up with Zendaya, is character actor Steven Root.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
That's
he's one really of those faces where you see him in a movie and go, oh, that guy. I like that guy. He was in Office Space.
He was a voice on King of the Hill for
King
a lot
the
of...
Hill, yeah. King of the Hill. Yeah, Steven Root. I see him as a very good skipper playing off of Zendaya.
Yeah.
I'm matching these up because I have a...
And he definitely could play a lead role, not just a supporting role, too.
Right.
He's funny enough. And
you could, and again, you could give him some background, give him more to work with, maybe as an actor, than just being straight man to Gilligan.
Yeah, I like it.
Who did you have?
Well, I took a little bit of a different approach. I was, one of my choices, I was teetering, kind of debating who I wanted to pick. And I'll give three choices real quick, but I'm only going to talk about two of them. The first one was Idris Elba. I think he would make a phenomenal skipper. Kind of just that.
Yep.
Stoic. Oh, yeah. Kind of hard-ass kind of captain of the boat.
Play it very straight.
I know he can do some comedy, but I'm just imagining him from when he played on BBC's The Luther series.
I haven't seen any of that yet. I want
to. It's really good. And he's just kind of like a grizzled vet, seen stuff, and he's just kind of... This is how he makes money.
Mm-hmm.
And he has hired a young kid on as his first mate, either Tom Holland or Christopher Mintz, Face. It's hard to pronounce his last name. But yeah, I think he definitely could add a lot of that dry humor to it as that role of the captain.
Mm-hmm.
The other one who I would think could make a really good skipper too is Stephen Lang. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it just got released last week or so. But when Nathan Fillion did his YouTube for Nathan Drake for Uncharted, Stephen mm-hmm. Lang played Sully in that YouTube fan remake.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
He was also in Avatar. He was the sergeant in Avatar. He's been in a bunch of stuff as kind of that older military guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he kind of the physical type, kind of over-the-hill sort?
He's looks like he just got out of the military, but he's a grizzled vet.
Okay.
I'm sure when I pull up a picture of him, you will recognize him almost immediately. And here it is, him, this guy.
And oh,
yeah,
okay.
My other choice, who I still think should just make the list, Michelle Rodriguez, too. I know I grabbed three, but I think she could definitely pull off the skipper.
I see. You're cheating this episode.
Yeah.
I'm getting, like, no signal. I'm trying to Google Mr. Mintz Plot's name, and it's
Floss
not coming
with
up.
A P is what I have in my notes. That's how you pronounce it. But anyway, millionaire. Sorry. So the millionaire is... did he actually charter the... 3-hour tour, or was he the main reason behind it? Or
I am not sure.
Okay.
I'm not a super expert on Gilligan's Island lore.
Okay.
But
he's kind of the old money type on that
right.
on the island. He's better
the idle rich,
yeah,
as they say.
Better than everyone else. Has his wife with him on the boat, who's also old money as well.
Right.
And
Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell. Lovely?
Lovey. Well, he called her Lovey. So she... This is... Okay, so... disclaimer. I know a little bit about the Gilligan's Island lore. She doesn't... She's never... She's... A name is mentioned once in one episode. When... They overhear a radio broadcast from the mainland that the minister who married them was not actually a minister. And so Mrs. Howell goes through this whole thing of where they're not even married and, you know, because she's very conservative and traditional. He's like, you know, doesn't want to spend any time with a man that she's not married to.
Right.
Leading to, you know.
Drama.
Drama and comedy, hopefully. Hopefully comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah, definitely.
But they mention her name as being Eunice, I believe.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
When we were researching.
They also mention her maiden name, which I am unable to conjure up right now in my brain in that episode.
Yeah.
So who did you have for Mr. Howell?
So I took a little bit of a different approach. More modern rich people are more in the tech industry nowadays.
Oh, man. It's like you stole my brain.
Yeah. So I took that card and ran with it, that instead of doing old, filthy, rich money, I did new money, kind of from the tech industry. Mm-hmm. And one of the main choices, it comes from Silicon Valley, Kumail Nanjiani. I think he definitely could play the billionaire, rebranded as the billionaire.
Right.
Coming from some tech industry, maybe came up with an app called Pied Piper. I don't know.
That's funny.
And
Kumail is Mr. Howell. And so then who would his wife be?
His wife would be, I think, Rashida Jones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Both of them, I think, would.
Right.
Can take it seriously enough and.
One of those centrist liberals,
yep,
for a wife.
Exactly. They got their share. Everyone else now has to fight for their own.
Gotcha.
So that would be my first choice. I think, yeah, we should pick them together. So.
Yeah, I agree. So who's your second pairing for Mr. and Mrs. Howell?
Second pairing would be Nick Kroll. He's from The League. He's done some other bits.
Sounds familiar.
He's really funny. He's definitely played that kind of type of character before. Not really the Silicon Valley type, but kind of the old rich money before. And then I would want his wife to be Beyonce. Beyonce Knowles.
Interesting.
Because I know Beyonce was in the
Battleship
movie. Spoiler
alert, she's on my list too.
She was in the Battleship movie, and she was kind of funny in that. And I think she definitely has a lot of money, so she knows how to play that part. But she's also pretty cool from what I've read and seen on the Twitter sphere. And I think she would definitely add to that role with Nick Kroll.
Okay.
Who did you pick?
Well, for my first choice for Mr. and Mrs. Howell, since I think we're picking them together, I stuck with the idea of old money. Yes, okay. Max just showed me a picture of Nick Kroll. Yeah, could totally see him playing the tech bro type.
Or even just the old money type.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of both, maybe.
Yeah.
Bill Gates came from a very rich family before he quit Harvard and started Microsoft. So, yeah, it's kind of a combination of old and new money.
Yeah.
First choice for Mr. Howell, Steve Martin.
Yes. I love that guy.
And then as his Mrs. Howell, Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Scatterbrained. But there's definitely a sharp mind still under there somewhere.
Definitely.
They could play off each other really well, I think. And probably have. They've probably been in movies together.
Yeah, and Steve Martin is just an amazing comedian and
mm-hmm.
whatever role he's in.
And he would have the time of his life playing Mr. Howell, I believe, bouncing off some of the other characters on the show.
Yeah, especially some of the younger characters who we picked too, just having fun. That would be, oh man, I would watch that already without knowing anyone else.
My second choice, kind of an obscure one. I don't know what he's done lately, but if I mention his most famous role, you'll probably recognize him. John C. McGinley. He played the older doctor, not the oldest doctor, but the head doctor on Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Definitely. And that was more of the less of the old money and more of the tech bro CEO, kind of full of himself, super arrogant.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely a, take no shit from people kind of guy.
Yeah, I have all the money. Why do I have to listen to you? Mm-hmm.
And then as his wife, his Mrs. Howell would be Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I can see that. That would be.
I like her. I just want to put her in everything. Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig and Chris Pratt needs to be in every single movie.
You just reminded me of something that I didn't. Okay. All right. And then that brings us to the professor.
Yeah.
For my first choice for the professor, Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Yes.
Yeah. I can see him doing that.
It's still a comedy. You know, it's still that I'm still grounding my ideas in it being a comedy first and foremost rather than dramatic. Will Smith has a strong background in comedy. I think he could play, you know, the type of pull yourself up by your bootstraps professor who basically, you know, overstudied and learned everything he could.
Yeah, isn't that's pretty you know much what I mean? The professor's background
that's,
is.
That's the professor is. He's got multiple degrees.
He knows everything.
Kind of an overachiever, knows everything, but, you know, still somewhat charming.
A young, charming fellow.
Right.
What he had.
The professor was very young for the number of advanced degrees he had in the original show. And Will Smith isn't, I mean, he's not a young man anymore by any chance, but...
I can see Will Smith going to the island to study botany.
Right. And then my second choice for the professor, someone who is also well-established in comedy, he's from that show, The Last Man on Earth, Boris Kodjo.
Is he the main character in that show?
He's not the main character in the show. He was one of the side characters. If you could, I can...
Okay. Well, while you look that up, I'll give you... my choices then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the professor, I chose Nick Offerman. I think he would. He's already kind of the handyman. He already kind of likes to, you know, tinker with things, and he's a little bit older than what the original role was. But
my phone is not cooperating.
I think the internet was bunking out today for some reason.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, but yeah, I think Nick Offerman would. Brings so much to that role right there, and especially with the other cast members, he would definitely play the role of the professor and kind of do the Nick Offerman approach to everything in there. It comes to him with problems, and he would give you a sarcastic, witty response, and then fix it for you.
Right.
My other choice was Eddie Murphy. You don't hear about him much these days, but I think he would make another phenomenal professor.
Right. Yeah, he's actually already played a nutty professor.
Yeah, in the 1990s.
Past. Here's Boris Kodjo.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, when this page loads, if it ever loads.
Yeah, we'll post a picture up for you fine, lovely listeners.
He's actually of German descent.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not loading.
Okay.
Super frustrating.
Well, we'll put that up in our link.
Sorry, I'm getting a little too real.
So you want to go do Ginger next?
Yeah, go ahead. We're kind of taking turns, so you go.
Okay.
You go next.
Was Ginger the movie star? Or was
yes.
That, yeah. So yeah, she was the movie starlet. I don't know. They
played originally by Tina Louise.
Yeah, I think she's still alive, isn't she?
She's oh yeah.
She's one of the last few members of the island. We're still there.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I don't remember much. I've only saw it so long ago, back when I was a young kid in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
But she was... My approach to it was wanting someone young, someone who's definitely an upcoming star, possibly, to play in that.
Right.
One of my choices... is an established star. They're both established stars, but they can play that young star trying to make their mark on the world, and now they're just stuck on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have that attitude. Kyla Pratt. She did a lot of voice work in the 90s. You'd probably know her from her voice on The Proud Family. Yeah, him.
That's Boris. Sorry, I finally found a picture of Boris Kojo.
Yeah, Kyla Pratt.
Kyra Pratt?
Kyla Pratt. She did the voice on Proud Family. She was in Doctor. She was the daughter in Doctor Doolittle.
Okay.
Yeah, her. I think
she's a Disney Channel person.
Yeah, she is, and that's not a bad thing in any way.
No. That's where I've seen her before.
I think she would definitely run with this role.
She's also on a UPN show, One on One. Okay.
The other choice is a.
Marina Baccarin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As Ginger, I think she would definitely. She's already done comedy with Deadpool and stuff. Yes. And I think
she's very glamorous.
Definitely as a movie star, yeah. So.
Yes.
I could definitely see her playing as Ginger. Who did you choose?
For my first idea, my first concept for the reboot, I chose Beyoncé as my Ginger.
Okay.
Again, very glamorous, very, kind of an over-the-top personality, but also could do comedy. She was in one of the Austin Powers movies as well.
She was also in Battleship.
I'm pretty sure she probably wants you to forget Battleship ever existed.
We will never forget Battleship. I love those bad, trashy movies that everyone hates.
This is true. This is something you're learning about, Max.
Yeah, we were just watching on TV. There was Armageddon on today.
Armageddon.
There was The Core.
The Core. Seriously, Max will stop and watch The Core any chance he gets. And apparently it's on a lot.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I love those disaster movies from the early 2000s.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a whole category. We could do a whole episode about... Okay, mark that down. That's a whole category.
It has been marked with sound effects.
My second choice for Ginger, for my second reboot idea, is Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
Comedic actress. I didn't cast against type for Ginger. I wanted someone in both roles to be someone who is... glamorous, part of the star system, part of Hollywood, to kind of represent that West Coast,
attitude.
Los Angeles type attitude in the archetypes of the Gilligan's Island people.
Yeah, I like it. And then Marianne is the last member of the cast.
Mm-hmm. Who did you have?
I chose Zendaya.
Oh, I like it when we do this. I actually do. When we pick, the same actors for different roles and stuff. That's funny because we're thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, I think Marianne's one of the other younger members of the island and definitely plays a lot with Ginger. And I think Zendaya would definitely mess with whoever you choose for Ginger.
Right. And they would bounce off each other.
Yeah, bounce off each other, have kind of a good chemistry.
Very different ideas about beauty and stuff.
And yeah, so I think definitely would bring a lot to...
Zendaya. Awesome. Yeah.
My other choice for that was Ana de la Reguera.
I'm not sure.
She was the nun in Nacho Libre.
Okay. Ana...
De la Reguera? Reguera.
Reguera. Okay.
Yeah.
Apologies for the pronunciation. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's been in some other things, but I think she would definitely, again, add to the role of Marianne.
She's also on Eastbound and Down, I understand is really funny.
It is really funny. And yeah, so she knows comedy. She performs comedy really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen Eastbound and Down. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then definitely playing off whoever you pick for Ginger. Would definitely have a little bit of conflicting ideals, but still be funny and an enjoyable TV show.
Right. So for my ideas of Marianne represents kind of the heartland, farmer's daughter kind of thing. And so my first choice And this is, might be a stretch. So I'm not my first choice, but Tessa Thompson.
Okay.
Tessa Thompson, I've seen her play just a wide variety of roles. She plays the kind of the corporate asshole on Westworld.
Right.
And then she was also in Annihilation as kind of a dorky science girl.
Right, kind of shy and...
Right. And then she was also in Thor Ragnarok as Valkyrie, which is more of a comedic physical role.
Right.
So she's got just a huge range. But I see her more in the role that, or similar to the role that she had in Annihilation, where she's kind of the quiet, shy, dumpy, maybe more interested in, you know, farming and, you know, normal pastoral type pursuits.
Right.
You don't bouncing want, off of the glamorous.
You wouldn't want the Thor Ragnarok one where she's the drunken Valkyrie.
She might be drunk sometimes, you know, a little moonshine here and there.
Yeah, you're fine. On an island. You always have to have rum or something.
Right. And then my second choice for my second vision of Gilligan's Island is Alison Brie.
Okay. Yeah. I like that choice.
I really like her. she's just super funny on Glow. And she was great in Community.
Yeah, I like it.
And she would definitely be that kind of down-home, conservative type person that Marianne represents, at least in my brain.
Yeah. Nice. So you want to do a celebrity guest?
I know. Yes.
We touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We talked about this off the podcast. We were going to pick celebrity guest stars for a very special guest episode. I have two choices.
I do too.
Okay.
I'll go first then.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I chose for my first celebrity guest, and I don't really know how he would be involved, but I think Will Ferrell would do an amazing job of
walking
on the set and then coming up with something that Will Ferrell can do, even if just improv to try and mess with the other characters.
Yes.
He would definitely come up with something hilarious that would be worth watching and get the big draw.
Very true.
And he would be that celebrity guest. So you'd want someone big to like, oh yeah, Will Ferrell starring in this week's episode of Gilligan's Island.
Right.
People would sit down, okay, I got to see what Will Ferrell's going to do this time.
Right.
The other one I chose is Jason Mantzoukas. He's done a lot of that kind of physical comedy. He was on The League as Ralphie. The kind of...
Jason...
He's been in other movies, too. He even was in a movie with Will Ferrell.
What's his last name?
Mantzoukas.
Can you spell it?
Mantzoukas. He's done a lot of things. He's even worked, on The League with Nick Kroll. He's just kind of that, sleazy kind of guy, but it's kind of he does it in a comedic way.
Yeah, I'm not finding him.
I think he would be perfect as a celebrity guest just to throw chaos into the island there.
An agent of chaos, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a picture of him. I'll throw a picture up for our listeners. He plays.
It looks like it's Mantzoukas. He's a Greek American.
Yeah.
Comedic actor.
He's hilarious in a lot of his roles, and I think he would definitely be a good agent of chaos in Gilligan's Island. Who did you choose?
My first choice for special guest star would be Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler, okay.
Amy Poehler. Yeah. I could just see her showing up on the island and making lots of, nice but very insistent demands.
Passive-aggressive demands.
Of the castaways. Just kind of ordering them around in a very kind of polite and nice way. And I think that would be really funny seeing her interact with,
Steve Martin.
Everybody. And then my second choice, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Maybe someone from the past of the Skipper or the Professor kind of coming in. Maybe more the Professor, I think.
Yeah, I think he could do it with the Skipper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, too.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a from the past of the Millionaire, too.
Yeah.
Because he did play
He could have ties to all sorts of people in there.
Yeah, he did play a conservative talk show host.
Yes.
He played, I should say.
Yes.
That wasn't actually him.
Right. Not even by a long shot. Yeah. Yeah, those are my choices. They're kind of uninspired, but, you know, you throw them in the mix and you see what happens.
Yeah.
Bounce them off each other.
I think it would be a quality Dynamite reboot.
So my overall vision, the first group, the first names that I mentioned, I see them as kind of a big budget reboot, maybe like a short-term limited series, maybe just one season's worth. That's why I tended to pick big name stars for the roles. People who can command a lot of money in Hollywood, who would be just doing it as a short-term fun project, as a side thing, to kind of talk about, you know,
diversity in America.
Diversity and different, you know, how America is today. And then the second group of people, not quite as big names. I mean, some of them, Alison Brie is kind of a big name, but in TV, Kristen Wiig, you know, she's done movies and she's kind of pick her own roles. But overall, it's more of that's what I would cast if I was doing it as an actual series where it could get picked up for multiple seasons kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And in each case, like I said, it's the whole microcosm of America in 2018 and the future.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, I think I mostly just went through mine was a similar mindset that I was trying to mix up big name actors. That's why I threw a little bit bigger name than the celebrity one.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, some of them were huge. Like Idris Elba is a big name actor now.
Right.
Because he's in Marvel Universe, if you get attached to that. Tom Holland's.
Right. He shows up for like, you know, 30 seconds in every Thor movie.
But he's still massive, massive actor. Even, Beyonce, Rashida Jones is starting to even become even more popular too.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Offerman is starting to get more movie roles.
Right.
As leads. Instead of just television shows and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Eddie Murphy, I would just love to see him back in the spotlight again.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
So,
he became a donkey in Shrek?
Yeah, but you realize that was a long time ago.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, so ready for the final casting call?
Final casting call. For my Gilligan... Yeah, as much as I like Diego Luna, I want to pick Zendaya, kind of to block your Zendaya use later, if that's possible.
I do like Zendaya as Gilligan. I would probably vote for that one.
Who's your pick?
I think mine's going to be Christopher Mintz Floss.
Skipper?
I think I'm going to go with Idris Elba.
Okay.
I think he'd be a quality choice for the skipper.
Right.
I think he would have fun with that role, too. He's definitely British, so it wouldn't be... He could either keep his British accent, or he could try to keep him doing his American accent.
Right.
Either one would, I think, work perfectly.
I like both of these, but just to mix it up, I'm going to pick Kate McKinnon.
Okay.
For my skipper.
I like it. The millionaire and his wife?
I really like Steve Martin and Diane Keaton.
I do too. I was hoping you'd pick that one.
So I'm gonna pick those. What about you?
I think I'm gonna do Kumail Nanjiani.
Nanjiani,
yeah. And Rashida Jones as the millionaire and his wife.
Okay.
I think they would be
a different take, but still super funny.
Great comedy duo.
Mm-hmm.
Even mm-hmm. just from Rashida Jones's performance on Parks and Rec.
Right.
I think that would just work really well as kind of the wife
to
the
tech industry. In tech.
Yeah. And definitely could run with her own character and not just kind of be a minor supporting role of I'm the wife.
Right.
That's it. She definitely would have ideas on what they should be doing and kind of probably be leading a lot of them. Like, oh, we got to go do this. And Camille would be, oh, something like, oh, fine, whatever. I just got to develop my app or something like that.
Right. Professor,
I think I'm going to go with Nick Offerman just because...
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
It's hard to beat that, even though Eddie Murphy would be awesome. Who'd you choose?
Even though he's a lesser name, I really like Boris Kodjoe.
Yeah.
Kind of straight-laced, you know, deadpan-type comedy. A little exasperated. I think he would be a good professor.
I think he would be too. Once you showed me the picture of him, I immediately recognized him, and I think he would be phenomenal in that role.
Yeah. Ginger?
I think I'm going to go with... Morena Baccarin?
Yeah, solid choice. That is a solid choice.
Yeah, she was just really funny in Deadpool, and I think she would just add a lot to that kind of starlet. Definitely
right.
Kind of be a
just
diva.
Picture her wearing, you know, sequin dresses on the island.
Yeah. And then Mary, oh, who'd you choose? Sorry, almost skipped you.
Of my choices, yeah, Sofia Vergara, I think.
Yeah.
We're going for a series. We're going for the longer series. I think that would be a better opportunity. So yeah, Sofia Vergara.
Okay. I like that choice. Marianne? Who would you choose?
Oh, so tough.
Yeah.
To choose between them. Alison Brie, I guess.
Okay.
But I really, I could go either way.
I think I would go with Zendaya.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think she would just fit the role perfectly. She kind of...
If our listeners pick Zendaya for both Marianne and Gilligan...
We both win.
She's going to... We all win, don't we? So she would be... What am I thinking?
Having to play two characters at
the
same time.
Right, right. I mean, that would be another stretch. It would be a good...
Marianne Gilligan.
Marianne and Gilligan. Played by the same actor.
You couldn't ship that.
I ship it. All right.
Celebrity guest, real quick.
I don't know. Amy Poehler.
Okay, I'm stuck on that Will Ferrell. I think he would just have fun.
Or both Amy Poehler.
Yeah,
we should have that as an option.
An option now. Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell, and you guys come up with how they can interact with our cast. Right. Or your cast.
A little backstory. How you think they ended up on the island, and then how they escape without, you know, everybody else escaping.
Right. I like it. So yeah, email us your ideas on that, how the celebrity Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell can cause some mischief.
Where would they email it us at?
Oh, that's a good question. You can email us at something@uncasting.com.
Right. I love that. It's not nothing.
It's something.
It's something at uncasting.com. Then if anybody needed to get a hold of you or tell them how much they like your performance.
Oh yeah, you can.
That sounds a little personal. Yeah, I take that back.
We were probably referencing that I was auditioning for some voice acting things. Was that the reference for that?
Well, I mean our performance on the podcast.
Yeah.
Then it, well, did, in my head,
on a
it became
personal note.
Else.
Yeah, I am auditioning for some voice acting roles, trying to get into that field. But yeah, you can email me at max@uncasting.com. Or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. You're probably more likely to find me on Instagram and be active. And it's my name, @MaxBrumm, MaxBrumm. Where can the lovelies find you and get in contact with you?
Also, Brian@uncasting.com. I am on Twitter and Instagram both as @LunarObverse, LunarObverse. And I have a blog that I haven't really updated in a while at bamoon.com.
Nice.
The podcast can be found at uncasting.com.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook somewhere.
Yeah.
And we stream occasionally.
We're streaming, I think we're on Saturdays now. It's going to be a Saturday stream.
Right.
Either it's going to be a Let's Play, or if we're recording that day, it'll be us recording.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be a weekly breakdown of what we're going to be, what our plans are, or something. Saturday streams.
And make sure and like, rate, and subscribe to us on your podcaster of choice. Yeah. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. Did I tell you we're on Spotify now?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that yesterday.
We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher.
Podcast Republic.
Podcast Republic. The Google Play Store. You can find us pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, and if you give us a 5-star review with a tiny caveat. Yeah, with a tiny caveat. We are doing this. With a tiny caveat, if you give us a 5-star review, we will read it on air. The caveat is, don't put racist shit on there.
Right. Shit. That we're checking the box now for explicit content.
Yeah. So don't put racist stuff on there, and we will not read that.
Okay.
But anything else, free game.
Right. Critique, comments on the size of our nose, anything.
Anything. Well, we will read it if you give us a 5-star review on your podcast player of choice.
This episode has gone a little long.
Okay.
But thank you for listening.
And have a lovely week. Boop.